This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
Dennis Cox on the ones and twos today, as he always is, even when he's not here.
I show up from time to time.
So we started this about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
We have to be into the back half of NFL cities by now.
We definitely are.
We're previewing a different NFL city every day leading up to the opener, which is the Thursday after Labor Day. Bills-Rams, very excited.
This is number 18, stop number 18.
So we are on the back half.
Yeah, even though we stopped in Inglewood, California twice and East Rutherford, New Jersey twice.
So we actually, but we're still, we used those cities twice.
Yeah.
So we're not short, we're not shorting anybody on anything.
We are not.
So where do we stop today?
We are in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, something to keep in mind here real quick. Minneapolis, St. Paul, they are two different cities.
Very much so.
Much like how we get here in the Triangle, people say Raleigh-Durham.
Yeah.
Raleigh-Durham's an airport. Raleigh and Durham, their own separate places. Minneapolis, St. Paul, even though they are right next to each other, are two separate cities.
Yeah.
So we're not venturing over to St. Paul. We are staying in Minneapolis.
We would have to find out from somebody who is from there if one of the cities is cooler than the other.
That's a great question.
Because right here, if we asked enough people, they would have an opinion on whether or not Durham was cooler than Raleigh. Right?
I know some people that feel very strongly in that regard.
The Durham people ride hard.
Oh, yeah.
For Durham. I mean, what's the coolest city? You know what the answer is?
Asheville.
That's the answer. You know what's second? Wilmington. That's the answer.
All right.
Sorry. I just get a little heated over this.
Placating the fans.
But yes, exactly.
How much did Jeremy Green and
nothing. I'm not compensated at all for this.
And Randy Slack. How much they
look, there are we have so many cool places.
I know.
Look, I think Raleigh's cool. I think Durham's cool.
Yeah.
I'm not anti any city. Asheville, though, is just super cool.
It is.
All right. So
So we are in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Gotcha.
You have to do some of the obvious things. Okay. You gotta listen to Prince, which we've been doing all day today.
Are we going to Paisley Park?
No, that's the thing. Paisley Park is not in Minneapolis.
Oh, where is it?
It's in Chanhassen.
Oh, so we don't.
So
no,
we can't go
part
there.
Of the tour.
We can't go there. We can't go there because it's not in Minneapolis.
Oh man,
I looked it up.
What a waste.
It's not there. So yeah, it's in Chanhassen. It's nearby. It's also why we can't go purify ourselves in the waters of Lake Minnetonka because it's not in Minneapolis.
Right.
It's in Minnetonka. So you have to listen to Prince. You have to bring your ice skates. Okay, because it's going to be cold up there.
Okay.
And you got to watch Mighty Ducks. And because Prince, you're going to be listening to Prince, you have to watch the Dave Chappelle sketch, Eddie Murphy, E! True Hollywood Story, about Prince. So it's Eddie Murphy and his Prince story. It's hysterical. So you got to go back and watch that.
Okay.
So again, Minneapolis, St. Paul, separate cities. But the big thing you have to do, the big tourist thing you got to do there, you got to go to the Mall of America. The Mall of America is a place you have to go visit.
I've been there.
In Minneapolis. It's massive, from my understanding.
Yes, it is. It is massive. There's a ton of things in there. There's an amusement park in the Mall of America.
Yeah.
They also have a Gap.
Oh. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
I think it's like the one mall that's not slowly dwindling away because it is a tourist attraction. Because, like you said, it has the amusement park and everything in there. Now you get some good views of the city. If you actually go along the Mississippi River, because people don't maybe not realize, the Mississippi River actually starts up there in Minnesota.
Yes.
And runs all the way down
that
through
is
New Orleans.
That is the source.
Yes. So that actually what splits Minneapolis and St. Paul is the Mississippi River. So you can take a water taxi, kayak, canoe, maybe stand up paddleboard, obviously when it's not super cold out.
Rowboat?
Maybe. Sure. Why not? Go for it. But you can do that along the Mississippi River because it gives you views of the city. It's obviously an outdoor activity as well. But you have to make sure you stay on the banks closest to Minneapolis. You can't venture to the other side of the Mississippi because that's St. Paul territory. You got to stay close to the banks of Minneapolis. So say okay. It's the western side. Got to keep that in mind.
Gotcha.
Okay, now if you feel like taking the Mississippi all the way down to New Orleans, that's totally up to you. People have done it. People have done it. Now, you mentioned craft brewery in St. Paul being a big place for that. There is actually an all-inclusive, it's about a three-hour all-inclusive brewery tour that you can take around Minneapolis, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
So, I'm not
There's a lot of craft beer in that area.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. That doesn't surprise me. Now, one thing about Minneapolis, it is known for, even despite being a very cold place to live, it is also known for being a very active city. So, outside of doing... going on the Mississippi River, there's a lot of other parks and such in which you can enjoy. Actually, a lot of guided street biking tours, things along those lines as well. So if you want to be active in a city, Minneapolis is actually a pretty cool place to go to in that regard. But the big thing you got to do while you're there, because, you know, you're exploring all this area, you gotta have something sweet. You got to reward yourself a little bit.
Okay.
That's why we're going to Baker's Wife Pastry Shop.
I like it.
That's the best place you can get donuts.
All right.
So, yeah, you get donuts. They do cakes. They can do stuff for different occasions. All kinds of stuff. But that is the place to go to get donuts if you want to.
Excellent.
I did look up some other locations as well, but unfortunately some of those other donut locations were actually in St. Paul. Which we don't go.
We don't.
St. Paul.
We don't. It doesn't work. St. Paul does not work. By the way, the Mall of America. I don't believe it's in Minneapolis.
Is it?
It's not in Bloomington.
I looked at it. Said it was in Minneapolis.
No. Okay, we stayed in Bloomington. I don't know. It's
also secondary option: Cardigan Donuts.
Cardigan. Do they have a sweater donut?
I wish. It's an artisan style.
Okay.
So there you go.
They have a donut that buttons down.
I wish. Do you just drape it around your chair?
Exactly.
And you put it on when things get a little drafty and a little cool?
Exactly. Very nice.
So, yeah, that's the place to go. So, yeah, we can go to the Bake Shop, Baker's Wife, Pastry Shop. And, again, also you can check out, if you want to as a secondary option, Cardigan Donuts.
We give you backup donut opportunities here.
Well, yeah, the Pastry Shop's got cakes.
Shocking that a pastry shop would have cakes.
Yeah, cakes, all kinds of
pies.
Stuff right yeah, cakes, pies, the whole
cookies.
Deal. Yeah,
breads.
I know.
Good for good. Yeah, it's good. It's all good for you.
They open at 6 a.m. Which
of course
amazing.
They do. Good bakeries will open up at 6 a.m.
and it's located right on a corner.
Perfect.
Which
the
is
corner
where
bakery
it should be. Exactly. Which is where it should be.
No,
if it's not on a corner, I don't want to eat it.
Had a great time both times I've been to Minneapolis. Two very different trips. One trip featured Duke winning a title.
Okay.
And the other trip was, I think, Carolina was in it? I'm not even sure. I think so.
Adam Gold here from my man, Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We are talking retirement. All right, Coach, simple. When do we start tax planning in retirement?
We should start as soon as possible because here's one thing, Adam. Taxes are not going away.
Right.
And so the game here is we know the rules. A lot of people want to ignore the rules or act like they aren't familiar with them, but the IRS knows the rules. And so when we get to retirement, they're going to reach in and start taking some of their money out of your accounts. So the secret here is to put a force field around as much as possible by strategically moving some of our money to Roth IRA or some of the other vehicles that aren't taxed, like special life insurance policies. You can borrow against your money there and never have to pay tax on your money that you build up inside your cash value. So there are a lot of strategies here. The one strategy that does not work is ignoring it. So let's make sure to not ignore it. The next 10 people will do for you your very own tax and retirement plan that'll help you minimize taxation all the way through retirement.
800-661-7383. All you got is call, or you can text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuiter.
Over the crossbar, and the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup.
June 19th, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcast.
Couple of big stories before we get to Andres Cantor. Deshaun Watson and the National Football League reached a settlement on a suspension and a fine. Deshaun Watson banned 11 games. $7 million total will go to the NFL, five from Watson in terms of a fine, and then $1 million donation by both the Browns and the NFL that will be sent to charities immediately. So there's some good that comes out of it. Watson, in spite of what everybody else says about accepting responsibility and committing to do the hard work, Watson maintains his innocence. It's a difficult thing to kind of balance, but Deshaun Watson banned 11 games. First game back will be in Houston against the Texans. Can't make this up. And earlier today, the Big Ten announced a television deal that will pay the conference upwards of $1 billion annually from Fox, CBS, and NBC. Fox will have the English language World Cup. Univision will have it in Spanish. And if you watch it on Univision, you get a chance to hear this. And this is the great Andres Cantor. And he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Honored, sir. Thank you very much for the time. Of course, we have to have goals for us to hear that, but I'm assuming we will have plenty. I believe that was Christian Pulisic's goal against Algeria back in the day. But thank you very much for the time. Donovan, not Christian Pulisic. He hasn't scored a World Cup goal. Donovan's goal against Algeria. Yeah. Are you already excited for the World Cup?
I am ready to go, but on a different network than the one you mentioned, Alan. Let me clarify that. It will be Telemundo, Universo, and Peacock.
Yes,
we'll
my
have
fault.
The games in Spanish. No, it's okay.
No, it's not. It's my mistake. I don't want to make mistakes.
It's okay. They can turn into the other network and they'll find the black and white movie. No worries. We will have the action. And yes, I am ready to call, hopefully, Christian Pulisic's first World Cup goal. Hopefully.
All right, so I have other questions because Christian Pulisic is not playing much for Chelsea. Do we need to get Pulisic to another club?
That is such a good question. Most of the players need to have good minutes before getting to the World Cup. I believe that Christian Pulisic is in the right place. I mean, Chelsea is a very, very big club. They will play Champions League. They have a whole bunch of games from here until the World Cup. I mean, they have 16 Premier League games. They have Champions League. It's a very compact schedule, so I am pretty sure that most of the major teams that have such a grueling schedule will rotate players. So I believe Christian will get more minutes as the season progresses, as Champions League starts. So I don't know. Honestly, I don't have the answer if it would be best for him to go to Newcastle, maybe to Manchester United, but then Manchester United, who has expressed interest in him, is not playing Champions League. So I don't know. I think he's going to get enough minutes, and he's at a very good place with a very good coach and a very competitive squad that will challenge him even in training.
Andres Cantor. From Telemundo, and they will have the World Cup. Universo also. This event, and it's always been big, but how do you explain to people how much bigger it's become over the last decade and a half in this country? Because I find myself, who grew up a baseball fan, I'm completely obsessed with the sport at this point.
Sure. I mean, the World Cup is the biggest sporting event in the planet. I know it's hard to, you know, many listeners are saying, oh, yeah. He's saying that because he's a soccer guy. But the reality is that the world comes to a standstill because everyone around the world plays soccer. obviously soccer has gotten very, very big. And we are a country of big events. So mm-hmm. when it comes to the World Cup, everyone by November 20th will know that the World Cup is happening. I mean, I'm exaggerating when I say everyone, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, the World Cup, like I say, it's 64 Super Bowls rolled into 1 month. So it's 64 games. The World Cup is comprised of 64 games. It's a grueling competition. It has worldwide appeal just because it's very hard to get to the final 32 that compete for the Cup. And it's a worldwide phenomenon. So everyone by November 20th here in the U.S. will know that the World Cup is happening. Hopefully they will be watching us on Telemundo, Peacock, and Universo. And, you know, we will have all the storylines of our U.S. national team, mm-hmm. which hopefully will do good. We'll do, you know, we'll have a good World Cup.
It's a tough group. Wales is not going to be easy to start. We know how good England is. Iran is probably, I think they're the second highest rated club out of pot four. It is just not an easy group for the United States.
No. Come the World Cup, I don't think there are any easy groups, to tell you the truth, especially for this young and very experienced and talented team. I really think that the U.S. has to concentrate on just one game for now, which is beating Wales. You can't get to the second match against England with no points. They have to get a result against Wales. If they beat Wales with 3 points, then, you know, the pressure they will have against England will be totally different than the one they would have if they get there with no points at all, because then a loss to England will get you eliminated most likely from the tournament. So I think the U.S. can beat Wales. Wales is a good team, but I think the U.S. can beat them. Wales does not impress me. They're a good team, but I think the U.S. can beat them, and that is the whole focus of the preparation right now has to be those first 90 minutes.
Andres Cantor is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. What do you make of some of the, you know, American players that have just kind of emerged in the Premier League, and Brandon Aaronson at Leeds, and Tyler Adams, who I've watched now twice and I've loved in both matches that he's played. Some of these guys have really kind of just burst onto the scene playing at this level.
Yeah, but they have, experience, which is very good. It's, you know, Brandon Aaronson has been in Europe for a while, so mm-hmm. has Tyler Adams. Now we have Tillman playing very good in Rangers in Scotland. We have Chris Richards that played his first minutes at Crystal Palace in the Premier League. So we have more and more players getting minutes in big leagues and some big clubs, which can only be very, very beneficial for the U.S. national team. So I love that these guys are competing and playing every week at the highest level.
What do you make of the pressure on Greg Berhalter? It seems like every game is sort of a referendum. Every match is a referendum on the coach. Is that a good thing? Does that mean that we've arrived?
I believe so. That's a very good definition, because I don't know one single national team coach that doesn't have a referendum before each match. But Greg Berhalter has beaten Mexico 4 times in a row, has won the Gold Cup, has won the Nations League against Mexico, has beaten them at home in World Cup qualifying. So he has assembled a very good team. He's a former U.S. national team player himself. Mm-hmm. He knows the system. He knows the psyche. He knows the American players. So I think he's the right coach, even though he has a referendum come November 21st when they open against Wales. His four-year tenure will be judged by those 90 minutes.
Before we let you go, Andres Cantor, Telemundo, they'll have the World Cup in Spanish language coming up starting November 20th. We're about to have an expanded World Cup. When it comes to the U.S. and Canada and Mexico, it's going to be, I believe, a 48-team event. Is that a good thing? It certainly removes all of the drama of the qualification process, which was really fun for the better part of the last, I guess, 18 months. Are you in favor of an expanded World Cup?
Honestly, this is my personal opinion. No. No, I think 32 teams is enough. It will be very interesting to see what type of format they come up with for those 48 teams. And obviously, the drama of the of World Cup qualifying will not happen for the U.S. because usually the host countries, I mean, not right. usually, the host countries are always qualified. So I have to assume that both Mexico and Canada will also would be qualified. So I don't know, you know, how many berths CONCACAF, which is our region, will have, knowing that they have already three teams in the 2026 World Cup. But unless they convince me, and we can have this conversation after the World Cup in 2026, and unless they convince me otherwise, I have no doubt that it will be a great tournament, a great event. But as of today, I cannot say that I like the World Cup with 48 teams now.
Yeah, I think the CONCACAF would end up, even if when it's not here in North America, CONCACAF, I think, would end up with either six or eight teams in the – it wouldn't be eight, but I think six teams of the four. It's like there's almost no chance that the United States, Canada, Mexico, with the way soccer has developed, especially in Canada now, that it, they wouldn't qualify as one of the top six nations in the World Cup. I'm jealous. You're gonna get to see all of it, Andres Cantor. We're gonna get to hear you scream goal a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for having me on.
Take care, Andres Cantor from Telemundo, and they will have the World Cup coming up. You know, Dennis, I'm a freak for it now.
I know
it's scary, and I know it's annoying to a lot of people, including my child.
I think it's scary to yourself. You know, you're just afraid to admit it.
No, I'm not. It doesn't scare me. I love it.
Okay, that's fair.
So I had Darwin Nunez, or I have Darwin Nunez on my fantasy team.
Of course.
And so he's going to get – I haven't seen the suspension, but he's not going to play against Man U coming up on Monday night.
Yeah, I actually saw the play where he got the red card.
Yeah, straight red.
Yeah.
Like, personally, it's eh for me.
Okay.
But – what a flop.
Yeah, there's a little
what
bit.
What an
of,
a little
there's
bit.
A little bit of a flop
that
there.
That guy, whoa, he just kind of floated back. I'm like, what a complete flop.
Yeah.
That guy got a yellow for that.
Oh, he did?
Oh, he did.
Oh,
he
I missed
a,
that part.
Because it was okay. An obvious flop.
Yeah.
It's like, so what is it? He flopped.
Is it a trip or is it an embellishment?
Is it a pick or a scratch? It was, look, Nunez can't do that. So,
no.
Straight red, suspension.
But the fact that they were able to still tie the game, down a player.
Luis Diaz's
goal was insane.
He was the only guy. I watched that whole match. He was the only guy.
Because I was
okay.
Off.
Okay. Right. So he was the only guy I thought who played very well. I was also off Monday. I didn't think anybody was worth a damn for Liverpool. Diaz was. Diaz was great. It's the only reason they ended up salvaging a point out of that. And that's a bad result at home. No offense. I mean, Palace is a tough team to play. But and we did. I remember seeing Chris Richards come on. I'm like, that's cool. It's good because he's been hurt. It's good that he came on. The United States is going to need bodies when they get to the World Cup. By the way, one of the things about Pulisic is that he's had a hard time staying healthy.
Yeah.
Been a little bit of an issue. But he's got to play. He has to play. He's the U.S. captain. He's their most important player.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's their most important player. Tyler Adams is probably their most important player. But he's the guy that's supposed to make their offense go. And it's going to be hard to do that if you don't play. All right, should we do a rewind?
We shall. Actually, something real quick.
Sure.
I missed something with Minneapolis.
Okay.
Got to get a Juicy Lucy burger. This was pointed out to me. So it's a Juicy Lucy. You got to go to Matt's Bar, which is the original Juicy Lucy location. It's where the cheese is actually inside.
Ooh.
Inside the patties. As opposed to, like, you know, make the patty, put it on top.
Ooh.
Put the cheese in the middle. So maybe if they could do two patties, for example, you stuff the cheese inside between the two patties.
Very nice.
That's known as a Juicy Lucy.
Very nice.
Apparently it's a staple, but Matt's Bar in Minneapolis. And by the way, we are going to Baltimore tomorrow.
Oh.
Shall we draw for Monday?
Draw for Monday.
Draw for Monday.
Gosh, I'm excited for tomorrow in Baltimore.
Baltimore. Oh, man. A lot of things we can talk about when it comes to Baltimore. Broncos on Monday. So we'll be going to the Mile High City.
Very nice. I've been there too. Have you ever been to Denver? Beautiful.
Yeah.
Gosh. Denver is awesome.
Played lacrosse in Denver.
Did you?
Played a lot of lacrosse.
Very nice.
Against foreign countries, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah, Denver, Blake Street. I have a story about the Rio Grande Cafe on Blake Street that I will relate tomorrow.
We'll go to the original Chipotle.
Oh, is that where it is? Mm-hmm. Is it a national landmark?
No, but I've eaten there.
Okay. Well, sorry. I'm just kidding. What? I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Are you, though? No, I'm kidding. It's fine. I have no problem with Chipotle.
This is the Adam Gold Show.
Over the crossbar, and the Hurricanes have won the Stanley Cup.
June 19, 2006, but it all started May 6, 1997 with the announcement that the Hartford Whalers were coming to North Carolina. It's a story of transition, of heartbreak, of figuring it out on the fly. The Canes Corner look at the 25th anniversary of the move. Presented by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina. Listen now. Find Canes 25th Anniversary wherever you get your podcasts.